once when Baba was lying down on the bed in the afternoon, what we might call resting from our language. So anyway, Baba's reclining and his eyes are closed and he says, press my feet. So, you know, we would each be sitting around him on our little stools. One would get to press the left leg on the foot. The other would get the right leg. One would press the arm, you know. That's what is very, it's not unusual in India, what we call pressing foot. So we were five of us, seated doing this. And then suddenly, eyes still closed, Baba would say, stop. So we stop. But now we must move, because you know, Baba's resting. And if we moved, then those tools, the rest tools were all creaky, and you know, some might go, hee, wah. So we just sit there like that. At that time, when it was so still, as if there was not a breath of movement in the whole world, we are in a world by ourselves with Baba, at moments like that, at the time when there was only Baba and us. So here we are, absolute stillness, a stillness which is not as we usually know it, but a real stillness, a silence, an ocean of silence perhaps. Anyway, we're seated like that. And suddenly, this has happened to me twice. And suddenly, I felt a wave coming from Baba. Wave after wave of what I could only call purity. You know, like even a blind man sitting in front of an ocean cannot see the ocean, but can feel the breath of the ocean, the tang, the salt, the freshness. You know what I mean? You've been by the ocean. So there, and this feeling was purity. This is just purity. And my thought was, my God, God is not only supreme love, He's supreme purity. And that describes Baba. That is why even sometimes the sadra, that gentle, simple garment that he wore, it could be said to be glowing with a glow of that it couldn't hide, even the body couldn't hide the light that's in there. And that is why, when I described the shoulder, that's what I meant. You could feel the glow. And then when Baba would remove his sadra while bathing, so afterwards when the sadra had to be taken for washing and all, so we would each take it in turn and press our face into the folds of this sadra. And so fragrant, so beautiful. Once in a while I get that fragrance. I still don't know what it's from.
The sadra in New York and in Bob's room, and to have that something, it's like something very fragrant, and I associate it with Baba. I don't know, but I smell the sadra. It's very sweet. It's almost like powder. I can't, for me to say it's like this or that, I can't. But it's something that's very sweet, and you can feel it. You smell it and feel it.
And it's not like any scent, because sometimes I try that. I say, maybe it's, you know, this, no, or talcum powder. But suddenly, it just comes, all of a sudden. And I say, well, now, could it be some flower bush somewhere in the garden? I don't know. Either it could be, it could not be, but it's definitely Baba.